From members of Mischief Theater comes Hell or High Rollers.
I have many partners. I'm a sexy dragon.
A comedy podcast like no other.
11 years old, shame on you. When I was your age, I was 15.
Listen to Hell or High Rollers wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell. Or highrollers.com and learn why you're wrong.
They have my inspiration point back if we can erase the last minute.
Gaze upon the visage of a man who has had the coronavirus and lived. Welcome to Dragon Friends. That's a weird energy to start the show. I'm going to try again. One second.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Because that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
Let me see if I get this straight. In a world torn apart by war unending, in a time of fear and conquest, and while an innocent dungeon master recovers from a novel coronavirus, the Dragon Friends have managed to leave the front lines of a war they are charged with ending, travel half a day's ride back towards High Command, and then assassinated the second-in-command of the side of the war that they are nominally on in full view of Lord Ambrose Ravenloft, Barovian peer and marshal of the Great War.
They rolled very well.
I ask you this.
I really tried. I tried to do that bullshit you do where they like roll really well. I'm like, oh, he just gets hurt. But they rolled like a maths 20 four times or something. So I had to turn to fucking Adams.
I want to believe you, Ben, but it does so much damage to your credibility when you seem to be appearing... You appear to be eating a roll-up while talking to me.
Well, in fairness, it's a month-old bag of candy that I found under the table.
And what about the rest of you? Do any of you have anything to say for yourselves?
I rolled really, really well. I rolled a D20.
You've killed...
candy is actually surprisingly fresh.
You've killed a member of the High Command. Fine, whatever...
He was baddie coded.
Yeah, he was coded.
Yeah, obviously bad. He was a bad dude.
It's His funny name that was Diablov. We've got just, it's Alex and I up here, and then everyone down there just gives off real big divorced dad energy. just eating candy. This is a podcast where a bunch of men review old candy.
I think the consistency of this after a month in the bag is very chewy.
Michael, that's Freedom Good Home in a couple of decades if we keep doing it.
I do wonder about that, Ben, though, because I did listen to the last episode, and You chew through most of the combat, often while talking, and sometimes you take a big bite of something directly after someone asks you a question.
Do you know what that is, David? It's a very good stalling tactic because it helps me to think. It gives me time.
All right, so what little has been built so far of Castle Ravenloft includes a small smattering of military buildings, including Ravenloft's personal quarters and a small fortified military jail, a jail that we now find the five of you, the Dragon Friends, in.
Oh.
A small, narrow cell.
Time jump much?
Lined with pallets, 15 feet by 7 feet.
What's a foot?
You see, the moment that Commissar Dyatlov perished, the guards were on you. Your judgment has been summary. Your execution fast-tracked. At midnight tonight, the Dragon
execution?
Friends die.
No, I don't like this.
No, this seems unfair.
Dave,
no, come on.
Dave.
What did you do while I was away?
Don't punish us for Ben's mistakes.
No, okay. Well, but
you murdered somebody in front of, like, heaps of guards.
He was going to murder us.
No, you were painting a portrait.
We were making a sculpture.
And delivering a message.
The year is 127 for reckoning. The great war between Barovia and Carcosa is waged on and on. Your cold cell engines are already collapsing under the weight of total war, and you have been sent on a mission to High Command to deliver a message. Instead, you have executed, assassinated even, a member of that High Command.
Of our team.
Of your team.
So you killed someone... On our team.
No.
And I wasn't even here.
You weren't even here to get a horrible little stiffy about it.
And now we're all locked up and we're about to be executed at midnight tonight.
At midnight tonight.
Dave, what's in the room?
The five of you will be executed. And I say five of you because, again, in a very short space of time, they have also adopted / kidnapped a strange old man swaddled in a doona. Is that right, Ben?
Oh, the sleepy wizard.
Oh, burrito wizard.
Who you call Mr. Burrito, yes. Found outside the scene of the crime. He's in the cell with you two, muttering pleasantly to himself, blanket wrapped and blank and wrapped.
You seem pretty cheery.
Oh, well, can't be upset when you're wrapped in a doona.
Ah, what you got there at dinner? That's cool, isn't it?
I am snug as the bug in the rug.
It is late. No one has seen you come since you were delivered a frankly underwhelming last meal. You hear a cough and you look up to see a tall, graying man standing outside the cell with a neat beard and spectacles. His wide-brimmed hat and narrow stole mark him out as a priest of Pelor. He looks at you and frowns.
You should be asleep.
You're not the boss of us.
Yeah, we're getting executed in a couple of hours. I would be asleep.
Well, perhaps you'd like to make your peace with Pelor.
Well, I'd do that while I'm awake. I wouldn't do that in my dreams, would I? Well, also, I don't sleep.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I do now, don't I?
Yeah.
Curse this weak human body.
Well, it doesn't usually go like this when I sort of deliver the last rites. The people are cross.
You start it with you should be asleep?
Well, usually people are asleep so I can go...
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wait.
You should be asleep. I'm a real prick.
What's your name?
You can call me Father.
What's your name, though?
Well, my name is Father O'Greers, if that's...
O'Greers?
Yeah, Father O'Greers.
What's your story, O'Greers? Do you have keys to this place?
Do I have what?
No. Do you have keys to this place?
He doesn't seem to have any keys. All he has is a holy book on him and, as I said, the wide-brimmed hat.
You have people who care about you,
right? I tell you what I do have, and he sits backwards on a chair.
Oh, no.
He says...
Is it a story?
Story about a crazy guy who used to ruffle a lot of feathers by the name of Pelor.
But, Father O'Greers, you're someone who the Church of Pelor loves?
I mean...
Right?
The Church of Pelor loves all life and light. And
yeah, but like you're high up in there, right?
How many sons are you rated?
Are you asking me...
I'm asking you if you were in danger and people come for you or they...
Are you asking me if a cleric who's been sent to this backwater camp to tend to people giving them their last rites is thriving in the church?
I'm asking if you're hostage. Well, I'm asking if you're hostage.
Yeah, no, I know what you're asking.
Okay.
And he takes like a very deliberate step back from the bars that separate you.
Oh, agree. You got some beef with the church, sound like.
No, no.
Sound like some other guy's trying to keep you down. I mean, you're a good priest. You work hard. You tell good stories.
You wake people up.
You sit backward on chair.
Yeah, well, that's...
You should be much higher. I've seen some real blowhard priests come to be much higher level than you.
Yeah. What are you, a cardinal yet?
No,
you should be a cardinal, surely.
Look, I've come here with a simple message, and that's embrace the light of Pelor before you embrace the darkness tomorrow.
All right, what does it mean to you? Like, what do you give us if we do it?
What?
If I convert now to Pelor...
Do you understand what's happening? He's here for your confession so that you might be absolved.
Oh, okay. Do you want to hear everything I've done? All right. I've killed a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of non-humans as well. Mm-hmm. Just a lot, even animals I've killed.
Does that feel good to say?
Well, it felt better to do it, obviously. If I tell you everything, I get to go free.
Is that how this...
Don't look at me. I'm not there. He's a priest. Presumably he knows what to do.
I mean, he looks at you and says, like, I mean, technically, but having met you now and hearing you say that, it feels like this is something of a loophole.
Okay, well...
But...
I killed a lot of commoners.
But... The only way that...
Don't call them that.
The only way that this works is if you actually repent in your heart. I assume this is basic Catholicism. But I don't know. This is fantasy Catholicism.
All right, I repent in my heart. Can I go?
No, do you?
Yeah. Well, how are you going to prove if I did or didn't?
Well, Pelor knows.
Well, is he real?
Are you asking me if Paylor's real? Oh, fuck this! And then he leaves.
Wait. I have something.
I don't know what you did to make Father O'Grier's cry.
This is a new figure who's come in a junior commissar's outfit. I don't know what you did to make Father O'Grier's cry, but it speaks poorly of your souls. You understand this is your last chance, right?
It became clear that he did not have the ear of Lord Ravenloft.
No, he's a priest. He was doing you a favor. What is wrong with all of you?
Do you have the ear of Lord Ravenloft?
I have something to confess.
I'm not the priest. I feel like our wires are getting crossed.
Who are you then?
I have something to confess too.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, go for it.
Wait, what do you do?
No, just tell me what you've got. What do you want to confess?
Wait, do you know Paylor though? Because I'm not going to confess to someone who's not talking to God.
I come. My name. I feel like we got off on
Do
the
you
wrong.
Do you have a job?
Yes. Of course I have a job.
What is it then?
And Dunaface is like, yes, I mean, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? What does that look like?
I'm second brevet junior commissar Bludolf Rudney.
Sorry, was that you misspeaking? Was that your name?
I'm Bludolf Rudney, yes.
Bludolf Rudney.
My mother's name was Rudney and my father's name was Rudney. Not related. And they got married.
It sounds a lot like they were related.
No, and people often make that mistake. So I'm just jumping
Even
in now.
Even if you're not related, if you've got the same last name as someone, maybe just don't take the risk.
Complete coincidence. I have an Ancestry.com thing I'll show you. I actually keep it on me at all times. unrelated. But they wanted to do the double-barreled thing, and so...
It's like, you know, in Iceland, if you go to a bar and you try and hit on someone, you have to, like, check in on an app to make sure you're not actually related to each other.
Rodney such a gets small it. Population. Rodney over here gets it.
Three people in the audience just solemnly said, yep.
Yep.
Iceland.
And then they ate some pickled herring.
Blew it off. What is your job?
What's your job?
I come with instructions from the commissariat. You have
doesn't sound like a job to me. That's a task.
Sorry. Are you?
That's a freaking task, dude. Yeah.
And like, what?
A job is something that you'd interview for. Yeah, nobody it's does a task interview.
Okay, look. Obviously,
it feels
look
to me
look.
Like you're doing it. Like it's just, you know, it's just paying the bills for you.
He's
that's
quite
a job.
He's
you know
quite
I mean?
Flustered, and he polishes. He's sort of neurotically polishing his brevet pin, which is on his peaked cap. And he's like, "Okay, look."
Which, by the way, unfortunately, we established are all von Dutch last month.
I know. He was wearing a peaked von Dutch cap with a brevet pin on it, and he
just
says,
"Say von Dutch cap."
They don't make fezzes.
Yet. A trucker cap from 2006.
Look, you don't even understand what you've done. You have killed Commissar, the Lord Commissar himself, the second in command of the Great War.
But you know he was undermining the Lord Ravenloft. The only reason is because he was standing in the way of truth.
To speak ill of the Commissariat is to speak ill of the heart, of the morale, of the people of Barovia. Are you a dissident? Are you a traitor?
No. I'm from HR. Sometimes it takes an outside voice, an outside eye, to see what's really wrong with an organisation.
Okay, here's what we're going to
do. Are you trying to undercover boss this?
Here's what we're going to do. Why don't the five of you pick one person to speak for you?
Phil, do you want
me
to take
pick
it?
Me, okay. All right.
He pulls out a sort of ruffled piece of paper. He says, as I said, when I was given this task by my job that pays very well.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
What bennies you get?
I am talking.
Excuse me, I'm the one talking.
I'm just the one asking.
Is it Filch?
Yeah.
I have one question. If you came here under instructions, if you are working for the Carcosan Dogs, if you have anything that you can give me, I may yet be able to entreat Ravenloft to grant clemency. He has been known to do it. He sometimes will spare the lives of those who will work with the commissariat, but you need to tell me who sent you and why you were assassinating senior leaders in the movement.
Let me ask you a question, Bludolf. You were junior commissariat when you woke up this morning. One of the senior commissary guys got javelin through the heart.
But that's true, yes. We all had rapid promotion this morning.
Yeah, how'd that feel, Bludoff? How'd that feel, little buddy? And I poke him through the hole in the...
Please don't. I'm quite ticklish.
Well, that feel good? You woke up? You woke up and told your brother, sister, mum, dad... mum, dad, auntie, uncle, I got a promotion today.
Well, I mean, I may have sent a short letter off, it's true. Yes, I was working in morale in the stables and now I'm here.
Filch, can I tap in for a second?
Absolutely. My good associate friend Friezo is going to tap in right now. We do this a lot, it's very organized.
Bludoff, how many people would we have to kill for you to be the king?
We see promise in you, dude.
Yeah, I look at you and I see a lot of potential.
Make a persuasion check.
Cha-cha! That is, it's pretty good.
You're persuasive.
Persuasion's
fellow.
Pretty good. That's 21. So maths 21, Dave.
No, this is a no obligation answer. Just answer the question. Just give us a number.
I mean, too many, obviously. You would need to kill, the officership of the seven. That's the seven high-ranking commissars that work underneath the War Master.
Okay.
You would then need to, I suppose, get the first brevet command.
What, eight?
And his... Oh, also, he has a second in command, too.
Nine. Plus the... Plus the War Master.
Also, this is
ten.
Weird, but they have also, like, a designated survivor because they've had some strange problems in the past, just like that. They keep him in a bunker.
Okay, so it's like 11 people, and then we've got to go to a bunker in Arizona or something and kill, like, the Minister for Agriculture.
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know why we're talking about this. This is crazy. You're being executed tonight. I'm happy to send a message to... Lord Ravenloft, if you have something to say.
We came at the behest of Commissar Borov.
We're from your side, man.
The attack on the Eastern Front will fail. That's what I remember of it anyway. Is that coming across cogently?
That is the opposite of the message.
All right, it's coming back to me. That is the
You
opposite.
Are holding a piece of paper that says what's written on it.
No, yeah, because he has it. Lord Ravenloft has the piece of paper. He's read the message. He knows the information.
So you have nothing new to say. Just
look, I think what's going to clear all of this up is a few nice drinks in the morning. Okay, not in the afternoon. Okay, look, you've got... Ravenloft has the body of Petrina, right? What's he doing with it? Nothing. Give it back.
That is a strategic military asset. Lord Ravenloft is wiser than anyone here, and if he says that we cannot hand it over, we will not hand it over.
Well, have you asked him to hand it over?
Again, I worked in the stables until this morning.
And this is your time to rise, to make a difference. Confront Ravenloft. Take the power for yourself.
We only have to kill 11 people.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Okay.
DC 25.
Can I get... Can
you
can I have advantage?
Are doing it. No, you're doing it.
Okay, here we go. 25. I've got plus 2, so let's see how this goes. Oh, 19.
I may do it. I'm so much better at persuasion than you.
Sad face.
If you have nothing to say to a priest who came here willingly or a junior officer who came here by duty... then you have nothing left to say. May whatever gods you worship have mercy on your souls for the damage that you have done to this war. And with that, he takes his little peaked cap, clicks his heels, and he walks away.
Think about it! Filch calls out after him.
Mr. Burrito! Did you have some dust in your throat then?
I did. I was eating some lollies that I found in this cell. Whoever was held here last had some wonderful... A wonderful array of scoop and weigh.
Do you have in your person any tools we could use to break out of this cell, or are you as bereft of items as the rest of us?
Any magics, escaping magics?
I'm a practitioner of a very specific kind of magic.
Okay, Baston takes his top off. All right.
And we didn't even find out what the specific kind of magic was.
Then, go on.
And then he goes into the corner and wait. Wait, first, before I do this, does anyone have, like, a stick? Like, just a short length of stick?
Did they confiscate our weapons?
They did confiscate your
weapons.
I hate
how they do that.
Well, what about, is there a bed that I can break?
There are narrow pallets on the side of the wall.
Oh, you're going to Shanghai Noon this.
Yeah. So I'm going to go.
I've not seen Shanghai Noon.
I'm going to pee on my top, all right? And then I'm going to tie the top between the two bars, place a stick between it, and wind it around.
Yes.
Now the liquid enhances the strength. This is very not Baston, but he's having a flash of genius or something
from a Jackie Chan film.
And you twist it around because he saw it in a Jackie Chan film, and that makes the bars go together, making a space in the bars.
Now, as someone who's watched a lot of Jackie Chan films, mm-hmm. I know.
Friezo.
Well, no, this is just me talking as Michael Heng now.
Yeah, I mean, Friezo is Chinese now.
Yeah,
possibly,
maybe,
possibly, maybe. Maybe.
Potentially. Dave, what we don't know about Baston is what material his cloak is made out of.
So Lycra.
What material is it?
Because you know what type of material it needs to be.
I know what type of material it needs to be.
It's silk.
He's correct.
Oh! Oh! Okay. I like the feel against my nipples.
No, I think that makes sense. So
it's like a nice raw silk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It broadly checks out. So so you take off your silk top, piss on it, and yeah.
Does he need to do something for pissing?
Do we all need to piss on it?
I don't need to make a roll to piss.
Do you
I
have
can
to
piss?
When was do, you some, do you sometimes go into the bathroom, Ben, try to piss and fail?
Well, if I'm in prison and I'm very stressed, maybe.
All right, let's check.
Oh, maybe it's a performance check.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Oh, God. Oh, performance.
What was your last meal? That might impact it.
Gazpacho.
It was probably that meal that they had at the barracks.
Skittles. Oh, I'm very dry. I've only been eating Skittles. I've sucked all the water out of Skittles. Performance. Oh, yeah, 16.
Okay, great.
I'm peeing like a
Don't
champ.
Don't cheer that.
La, 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 la.
All right, wonderful. Now, you've pissed. That was Ben's request, but you're still going to need to do one for me, which is unfortunately a strength check.
You still need
to wind it
with
tight.
My athletics.
Yeah, you can use your athletics
okay,
for this.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, 13?
Can we assist?
I mean, we're all there.
You can assist. Tell me what that looks like.
I don't know.
And I will consider it. Just Baston is holding a piss-soaked silk shirt. What does Friezo assisting?
Well, there's a lever.
Twist the stick.
I've got a lever. There's
Everyone
a stick.
Everyone can put their back into it within...
I can also piss on Baston?
Is that He's not been stung by a jellyfish.
Is that what we need, Dave? No, I'll help twist. I'll take the other end of the bed rod and twist.
Great, you have time. No one's watching. You can have advantage.
Okay, I failed that one.
And what's Filch doing right
now? Oh, 15. 15, Dave.
What's Filch doing?
Yeah, you're
the
quite
strongest
strong.
One.
Filch is rattling a little stick up and down the chains of the bars.
Singing all blues
like,
songs.
Good job, my friends. Oh, yeah, old blues songs. I got the stuck in prison, gonna be executed for killing a guy blue.
All right. On a 15, Baston, you are able to...
And Junaface is like... Scoop-a-da-buddy. Sorry, I thought we were scatting.
On it. Can you imagine if Johnny Cash, when he went to Folsom Prison or San Quentin or whatever to do his show, his way out was like, hello, everybody. Scoop-a-da-buddy-bop-a-scoop-a-da-buddy.
All right. 15 is not enough to completely bend it so that you can all get through.
Damn it.
But you are able to bend one of the bars such that a small creature or person could get through. Like, say, a
Bobby.
Halfling.
All right. Do I just fit right through?
You, as long as you're happy to just... Yep.
Yep.
The piss-soaked bars allow you to glide through.
Ooh.
But without touching, right?
No, you get a little piss on you. Sorry, bud. Hey, what's a little piss between friends?
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what
they
say.
It would be a lot less awkward for him if you stopped trying to buck him up about it.
It's just a little pissed. It doesn't... Oh, look. Oh, it is on your pants, though. It looks like you pissed.
Oh, I went right on my, right on my crotch. Like, what are the chances? Sorry. This is terrible. Is there, like, a key hanging on a hook somewhere? Should I do a perception check?
It's not a junior escape room. There is a...
Wow, that is the derision from a guy who has done a lot of escape rooms.
Yes.
A lot of senior escape rooms.
Yeah. It is...
Yeah, maybe I get out a UV light and see if the code's written on the wall.
Nice Fibonacci sequence, junior.
You all joke, but I have a system. So, no, Simon, if there are two levels of narrow cells, much like the one that you are. There is a long walkway. There is a catwalk high above it, and there is a locked door on the end. All the other cells seem to be empty, but that, other than that locked door out, you have made your way into the corridor.
Okay.
The catwalk above you as well seems to have doors, but okay. It's high.
Be careful, Bobby. You don't want anyone to see you looking like you've pissed yourself.
I'm going to try and pick the lock to that door.
Okay, so you... Wait, so you have a lock pick?
Yeah, I got it inside my cheek.
Oh, I think you've said that before. All right, great. So you...
Yes, I have, haven't I?
You pull the lock pick out from your teeth. Now, this is just one lock pick. So if you fail by more than 5, you are going to break it. It is a DC 16 lock.
Okay.
You can roll it.
Tools?
You have your thieves' tools?
Tools. Is that sleight of hand?
Yeah, it's your expertise. So yeah, just use your stealth roll. It's the same.
Yeah.
You get plus 13.
That's a 23.
Ooh. Like a glove.
Woo. Click, click, and the door opens and swings slowly open where you can see a stool and a figure of another guard with their back to you sitting in front of a desk reading a book.
Okay, I'm going to use Legetiman. Can I see keys hanging from his...
There are actually keys on the desk to his side.
Okay, I'm going to use Legetiman... I don't know why.
Mage hand?
Invisible mage hand to grab that.
Great.
Is that a stealth check?
It's a little, a little sleight of hand check.
Okay, that's 20.
Math's 20,
all right. You slip the keys off the desk as he sort of starts and turns around, but for a second as if he feels something is askew, and then he goes back to his book as you sneak out of the room and you're back into
the
corridor.
What's he reading, Dave?
What is he reading?
Jonathan Franzen's Freedom.
I love that book.
He does too.
He's reading Jonathan Franzen's... Yeah, and he has a copy of David Sedaris' Santaland Diaries next to him. Mm-hmm.
He's listening to This American Life.
Yeah. Yeah, as you sneak back into the corridor, you can click the door open if you want.
I'll open the door and let the guys out. I'm like holding the keys very tightly so they don't jangle.
All right, and, yeah. Bobby comes back and opens the doors.
So Burrito Man, Mr. Burrito, if
are we
that
just
is,
talking loudly as if, we exit the jail? Yeah.
Anyway!
Now we're out of there. Let's chat. Let's wrap. Okay, I guess we should be stealthy.
Burrito Man, you're talking to Burrito Man?
Yeah, Mr. Burrito, that is your real name.
No, names are a funny puzzle, but it is not the name I was given at birth.
This is actually
the name I was given.
Hey, maybe keep it down.
This is strangely lucid for him, by the way. He has mostly been muttering to himself.
But it is a name that I have been given by you, and I like it. It fits, for I am wrapped like a tasty and comfy burrito.
Hey, what if I said to you, in the name of the sound?
Daddy like! and he says, and the sound of the name.
Oh, Mr. Burrito?
What is your original name, Mr. Burrito?
Many call me Elder Tenant.
Uh-huh.
Some call me Duna Face recently. And many will come to call me the one who gets away.
Okay, this...
is that after you've just escaped this jail?
So I see many things.
What's interesting is trying to, from a playing perspective, when you're playing... This is a tip for new players. When you're playing with Ben, what you have to do is learn the different facial expressions, because he has a facial expression for improvising, and he, and it's a very similar facial expression to his facial expression for remembering. And so it's hard to tell from those if any of those were relevant to the storyline that Dave had written, or if they were just bullshit Dave was coming. But I think Dunaface feels relevant.
Do you think that's the thing we're meant to take away from it?
I think so.
I feel like the name, the sound of the name seemed to try and give us, you know, because there's another face that Ben does, which is like, you fucking idiots. Where he like kind of looks like really at you. Okay.
Normally I would be
mad.
Okay. Normally I would be upset at metagaming, but this is so fucking off the wall, crazy bullshit.
No, but Dunaface, we have a Duna. Let's face our enemy. Let's smother his face in the Duna before he can signal the alarm. Let's give us your Duna. So let's unwrap this guy.
Duna faces face to the Duna. Duna to the face. This is delicious.
There's a guard outside the door there with his back to us. We'll sneak up behind him.
Smother him.
Smother him.
Break his neck.
Just muffle him. Yeah. I guess what's more muffled than
break his neck.
A broken neck. Okay, done.
He
sold.
Slammed the book onto his nose, so that hurts him as well.
Yeah. Are you sneaking in?
And then we go from there.
Make an improvised weapon sneak attack if you want.
Okay.
Am You're
I
leading,
can I do
imagine?
This with two people, I think, because one person on each side just to kind of grapple and
you
help smother.
Yeah, maybe
we'll come in
help.
After you.
I'll help.
You might want to go in first because you've got your sneakier.
Okay, all right. That's a 16.
For your stealth, all right, rolls a 14 for his perception, so you get behind him.
And I just want to say, at this moment, he is currently filling out like a pledge drive slip that he's going to give
Wait,
to a
one
raven.
Off or monthly?
It's going to be monthly, so he's going to get the tote, and he's going to get a bunch of other goodies.
He's attaching it to an NPR pigeon.
Yeah, an NPR pigeon that's gonna fly away.
The pigeon turns around, and it looks at Bobby, and Bobby puts his finger to his lips. Wonderful. Okay, so you're in. You can make it quickly a sneak attack.
Okay. That's a natural 20.
Yeah.
Oh. Whop.
Don't worry, Bobby. You dive before he can say anything. He's muffled. He goes down. Pigeon feathers go everywhere as you effortlessly and efficiently tie him up in the Duna. The rest of you can walk into the room if you want.
I'll be taking that Jonathan Franzen novel. Thank you very much.
All right, so you take the Franzen novel. You have the keys.
There. Write it down that you have it.
Please. Does anybody else want anything? He obviously has a sword.
Is he listening to This American Life on an iPod, or what is that?
No. He's... do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a parrot trained to do the voice of Ira Glass?
It's a parrot trained to do the voice of Ira Glass.
No, what's it sound like, Dave?
No,
it
I killed a parrot.
It sounds like...
Wait.
We don't need to hear that.
The parrot's trying to do the voice of Gilbert Gottfried doing an impression of Ira Glass.
Okay, show me.
Our story today in three acts. May he rest in peace, that wonderful man. So, you kill the parrot, you get the keys.
That is what the Flintstones would do, isn't it? If they were around today and Fred had a favourite podcast.
Yeah.
It would have a collection of birds
that
knew the podcast, and he'd be listening.
I think
it'd
be dinosaurs. I don't think they had birds in the.
They have fucking birds.
Hey, here, newsflash: dinosaurs are birds.
Jesus Christ!
Whoa!
Do you know this is the sort of shit we didn't have to do last month?
Wake up!
We're in the birds.
Wake up!
Fucking! I'm sorry, guys. I lost my cool for a second there. Let's.
I was trying to think of a bit to do with... Because Jonathan Franzen bit.
Yeah.
Is this... it's no point doing it now, but can I fact check something?
Sure.
Is he the one who thought Natalie Portman was in...
No, that was Jonathan Safran Foer.
Good thing I didn't step into that photo.
Yeah, that would have required a correction.
And now everything is illuminated. Guys...
This doesn't make people like you.
Alex, where did that come from?
Deep in my heart.
Where did that come from?
I don't mean to be rude, and I do think that doing this game every month with my friends is a blessing. I missed it last month when I didn't get to. I'm back here now.
Yep.
We are trying to execute a daring prison break, and I just feel... like each and every one of you...
No, you're right, Dave. I'm sorry.
...is trying to fuck it up for
you're
me.
You're right, Dave. You're right, Dave. I'm sorry. I take the man's sword and slit his throat. That's a 16.
He's tied down, restrained, and helpless. The last thing he sees is you standing in front of him with the sword his father gave him, and he dies. Congratulations.
That was for Natalie Portman.
And he's like, you're confused.
Now, you only have... You don't know how long the patrols are. This has taken a couple of minutes. There is blood all over the ground, all over the corpse, all over the dead
guys,
parrot, all over Friezo.
Everybody, under the doona, we're a bloody scary ghost.
Ooh.
There are doors leading further out if you want to continue.
Guys, this feels
doors,
silly.
I think in a world... I mean, look, Dave's gonna assess how this goes, but if I could just have my two cents. In a world where ghosts are real, I don't know that they actually have the trope of somebody in a sheet as a ghost. I think they would just associate that with someone under a sheet.
What do you think a ghost looks like? If not that.
In this world?
Probably. In any world.
Oh, it's more of like a Harry Potter vibe where it's the person, but
it's
translucent.
A spectre of an individual.
But there's ghosts.
But let's see how it goes.
Okay, a patrol comes.
Oh.
You can hear footsteps coming down the corridor. The only way that looks like you were able to escape, you've taken too long fucking around as per usual. And there
this seems unfair.
How? How the fuck is this unfair? What have I done that you don't think is fair?
I would try to talk to the burrito man, but it was nonsense.
Should we just charge them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, as the bloody ghost?
As the bloody ghost.
Bloody ghost.
Charge.
Bloody ghost.
How many
bloody ghost.
Okay, all of you are covering
yourselves
in a... Is
that a combined strength test?
It's first of all, so it's a blood-soaked blanket. You
yep.
coat yourselves in it.
Yep, yep.
You charge for the door without looking or running as fast as you can.
No, we've aimed ourselves in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no eye holes in this blanket.
Yeah, but we've looked, put it down.
One
straight line.
It's
wonderful.
A narrow corridor. We've established
unless
that.
Unless they I'm have just randomizing. Spears, hang in on. Which case?
Okay. Great. Wonderful. So you charge through. You can make with advantage a strength check because this is your idea, Bobby. You can make the roll.
Okay.
Oh, you suck at strength, though, brah.
Oh no, I'll be charitable.
Does this count as a surprise attack as well?
It's
pretty surprising.
I think it does. They were not expecting it.
So that's strength. That's a 19.
All right. You barrel through and you feel as if a solid weight, as if there was someone walking towards the door and you have knocked them down. You can feel sand under your feet and you can feel the air through the doona. It looks like you are outside and you have escaped the confines of the jail.
Suck that, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Don't
know.
We're not
that.
Out yet, Dave. I mean, thank you for that, Dave. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Keep running.
You want to take the blanket off?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have a. Bobby's gonna have a look.
Are we gonna run into the? Are we at the beach? Are we gonna run into the water?
Yeah. What's it do with the sand?
Bobby, you pick up. You take the blanket and you look out, and the first thing you see sprawled in front of you is indeed a sergeant of the Barovian army sprawled, looking up at you, dazed and confused. As your eyes focus, you realize that you are not outside the building, but in a courtyard.
Ruh-roh.
The sand has been finally laid out, and there is a podium with space for five to stand on, and opposing that, a narrow embankment on which are four trained Barovian sharpshooters, each wearing hoods, with a sergeant and a sword, and beside him, crossing himself, looking despondently at you, the figure of Father O'Greers.
Does the guy on the floor have a weapon?
No, you do, but he doesn't. But there are four sharpshooters aimed at all of
wait,
you.
What weapon do I have?
Well, you have the key, sorry. You have the
sword.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I throw down... I step out from under the blood-soaked doona, and I yell out, I'm back from the dead! Try and kill me again! I dare you!
Oh, no!
But it's the Lord Ravenloft is there?
No,
he's not. He didn't say that.
Oh.
So you've broken in...
It was Father O'Greers. It was Father O'Greers. Okay.
I mean, he's already done it.
Father O'Greers, yeah. And I go, no, Father O'Greers! I just killed a man back there!
And O'Greers, like...
Like 30
yeah,
seconds ago.
And he takes out, like, a thing and adds it to the list.
Yeah. Right, he was harmless, and I killed him to get out. And I'm just letting you know that now, because I'm confessing, and we'll be on our way.
And Father O'Grizz is like, you know, I have never said this once in my entire career, but could we please get this over with?
And with that, the clock strikes the 12th hour. The dragon friends have delivered themselves to the execution chamber, which has been waiting on them. Along the way, they have found the chance and time and opportunity to kill a man whose only crime was trying to support independent public radio. Found a sword, some keys, and a Jonathan Franzen novel, and are ready, with priest at hand and sharpshooter's bow in arm, to face their greatest adventure yet, dying and being executed 800 years in the past for a bullshit reason that is basically their fault. Thank you.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Graner, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniments by Tom Carty. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live at the Comedy Store in Sydney on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This podcast is made possible by the contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who receive early access to ad-free episodes as well as exclusive content every other week. Until next time.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Cause that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
We weren't, neither of us were here last time.
Yeah, I didn't have COVID, I just have a job.
Why does that sound so judgmental?
I don't know, Dave.
Because it is, Dave. He's
judging.
Yeah,
it's pretty judgmental. What's I
have a job. Oh, you're just talking about Dave.
Yeah, I was talking about Dave.
Fair enough.
Dave, what's your job?
Well, I have a job.
Dungeon Master. Okay. Full-time okay. Dungeon Master.
People who have jobs don't say, I have a job. They just say what the job is.
I have a job.
What's your job, Dave?
What is it, Dave? If you've got a job, name it.
I'm a producer. Don't laugh. It's a real thing.
On my own personal OnlyFans account.
I'm still stuck on what Eden does all day. I think Eden's one of those people who, like, if I saw... I once ran into Sam Campbell and Aaron Chen just on the street. Mm. This was years ago, but I still remember this. And they were both holding, like, in each hand, soft serve ice creams.
Double fisted.
They each had two. And they're like, oh, hi, Ben. And I was like, hey, fellas. Not a Mr. Whippy van in sight either. And I realised about those people, which I now realise about Eden, if I ran into them doing basically anything during business hours, I'd be like, okay.
Another friend bumped into the same guy, Sam Campbell, and he just had two big grocery bags and they had like six or seven gaming laptops in each one. Like high-spec laptops.
Well, I saw him yesterday on the street while I was with my like three-year-old son. And it was a pretty normal interaction, except that he insisted on addressing my three-year-old as boy very loudly. But other than that, totally normal.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.